Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Seven Blind Mice, written by Ed Young. And my friends, if you can get your hands on this book, it's a moral tale for the ages that everyone needs to hear and be reminded of frequently. And I am excited to read it to you today, so buckle up. It's read today by Mommy and Mama. Mama. Mommy and Mama. Are you ready?
Mama.
Here we go. One day, seven blind mice were surprised to find a strange something by their pond.
"What is it?"
they cried, and they all ran home. On Monday, Red Mouse went first to find out. And in the picture, we can see the Red Mouse, and he has found a big, hard rock-looking thing. Right? What?
It's a pillar,
he said. But no one believed him. And in the picture, we can see how he is describing it. Well, if we turn the page back and look at what it actually was, it's pretty close, right? Yeah. This big hard rock thing is very tall. His description of it is pretty close to what it really is. But let's keep reading. On Tuesday, Green Mouse set out. He was the second to go. And we can see what it is that he has found.
"It's a snake,"
he said. Well, it is long and tube-like, and it might possibly breathe some air out of it. So you might think that it is a snake. I can see why he would think it was. Let's see what happens next.
"No,"
said Yellow Mouse on Wednesday, because the next day, you can see Wednesday, Yellow Mouse has also gone out and he has found something. But what has he found? What does that look like to you? A long, sharp sword, maybe? Let's see what he says. "Ooh,
it's a spear."
And he was the third in turn. And so you can see some of the mice are very confused now because they've all heard different things. That it's a pillar, that it's a snake, that it's a spear. Well, what is it? Let's see what happens next. The fourth was Purple Mouse, and he went on Thursday. And he's climbed up to the very tip top of this something and is feeling around. And guess what he finds?
"It's a great cliff,"
he said, because it is very, very tall. And yes, it is very tall. But is it a cliff?
No.
By now, my friends, if you have the book, you can tell what this thing is for sure. But if you were to take all the facts that you've heard so far and put them together, you would be very confused indeed, don't you think? A cliff with a pillar on which a snake and holding a spear lives? This doesn't make any sense. Orange Mouse went on Friday, the fifth, to go. And Orange Mouse has found something else that's unique about this something.
"It's a fan,"
he cried.
"I felt it move."
Is it a fan? His description of it is, it's similar shaped, very thin. It's not a fan. The sixth to go was Blue Mouse. And all of these other mice have been towards the front of this something. Blue Mouse has gone to the back of this something. He went on Saturday and said,
"It's nothing but a rope."
Because it did feel like a frayed rope. Do you know what it means to be frayed? It means you're kind of coming loose at the end and you've got loose strands of whatever the rope was made out of all over the place, right? But if you think about what could that feel like? A rope that was coming undone. What would that feel like in your hands? But the others didn't agree. They began to argue.
A snake, a rope, a fan, a cliff.
Until on Sunday, White Mouse, the seventh mouse, went to the pond. When she came up upon the something, she ran up one side and down the other. She ran across the top from end to end.
"Ah,"
said White House.
"Now I see. The something is as sturdy as a pillar, supple as a snake, wide as a cliff, sharp as a spear, breezy as a fan, stringy as a rope. But all together, the something is..."
"What?"
"An elephant."
"An elephant. And indeed, my friends, when we look at this, considering all the facts, we can see that it is, in fact, floppy ears like a fan, sharp points of its tusks like a spear. The trunk is long and snake-like. The tail is long and rope-like. Its legs are strong like pillars. It's all of those things together. And when the other mice ran up one side and down the other and across the something from end to end, they agreed. And now they saw it too. And the mouse moral is this. Knowing in part may make a fine tale, but wisdom comes from seeing the whole. Which means, in other words, that if you can only get part of the picture, you're not going to fully understand what it is that you have. It's not until you look at the whole thing from every angle that you really get all the information. This is part of what we call logical thinking and reasoning. We don't want to just look at one little bit from one point of view. That's not good thinking. Good thinking is to look at things from all of the angles with wisdom. And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.